Chulin Perik Yud Aleph, and this is about Reishis Hagaz, or Reishis Hagez, the first fleece of the sheep you have to give to the Kohen as well. Whenever you shear your sheep, whether they're young or old, even if you shear them 100 times, part of the fleece has to be given to the Kohen. The Rambam explains that since the Kohanim has no share in the inheritance of the land or in the plunders of war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him truma, which is for his bread and his wine, matonos from the animals for his meat, and the first of the fleece for his clothing. Says the Mishnah Aleph, Reishis Hagaz Noeg Ba'aretz and B'chutz La'aretz, it applies both in Eretz Israel and in Chutz La'aretz. Interestingly, there is an opinion in the Gemara that it only applies in Eretz Israel, and Rashi says that that view of Rabbi Loi was generally accepted only in Eretz Israel. But nonetheless, and the minhag seems to be that you only give Reishis Hagaz in Eretz Israel, not outside. That seems to be the general minhag. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch there, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that somebody who wants to give Reishis Hagaz to the Kohen may do so without any fear that practicing such a stringency smacks of haughtiness, of mechazik ayura, looks like he's being super pious. And the Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly, actually records that in his youth there was a great Torah scholar who before every Yom Tov would buy a small animal and he would shecht it and he would give the matonos, the zerah l'chayim, the keva, to the kohen. And he says, Asher Adam Yaseh Zos. Happy is the person who performed such a mitzvah. Okay, but we're coming back to Reishis Hagaz, shearing of the sheep. It applies, according to our Mishnah, in Eretz Israel and outside Eretz Israel, b'fnei habayis v'shenu v'habayis, even when there's no Beis HaMikdosh, b'chulin avolo b'mikdoshim, it applies to ordinary animals, but not to consecrated animals belonging to the Beis HaMikdosh. Chomer b'zreb l'chayim b'kevim Reishis Hagaz. There is a certain chumrah, stringency, which applies to the zroah and the l'chayim and the keva, over and above Reishis Hagaz. I'm not used to saying that right. Shazroah v'lchayim v'keva no'gim v'bokov atzoin, because the zroah and the l'chayim and the keva applies to cattle and to flocks. B'meruba v'memuot, regardless of whether you're shechting many animals or any one animal, but Reishis Hagaz ein noeg ela b'recheilos. It only applies to sheep. Should you try shearing your cow, I don't know how much fur you'd get off it, how much wool, but it only applies to the sheep, both male and female, by the way. Ve'ino noig ela b'meruba, and it only applies, as we will see, when several sheep are sheared, not when you're just giving one little sheep a bit of a trim. Mishnah Beis, the kamahi meruba, when you say it only applies to meruba, the many, how many is many? Beshami yomrim shtei recheilus. Beshami say a minimum of 2 sheep, shenema yechaya ish eglas boker shtei tzon. There is a pasuk in Yeshaya which refers to a person will sustain a calf and 2 sheep. The minimum of having sheep is 2. Minimum is 5. Shenema chomesh tzon asuyos, a pasuk in Shmuel, 5 sheep were prepared. So it's called having sheep, and the obligation of Reishis Hagaz, according to Beis Hillel, only when you're shechting 5 of them. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcan Zomer, sorry, not shechting, shearing, 5 of them. Chomesh recheilos, gozezos, mona opras, chavos Reishis Hagaz. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcan says, it's 5 sheep, but each one must be shorn of at least the weight of a mona and a half. That's when the chiyuv of Reishis Hagaz will apply. And that is approximately, it seems, 25.5 ounces per sheep. Less than that is not considered to be gizo, shearing, it's just a trim. And the chomim disagree, and they say there's no shear, even a tiny amount. The Gemara says there's still a shear, but it's a very small shear. And how much... So that is how much you have to have, you have to shear. But how much of that shearing do you have to give to the Kohen? And then the Gemara says, and the Forishim say, that actually the Reishis HaGez is always the 60th. That's what you've got to give to the Kohen. But the question here is, if the shearing provides so much wool that you want to distribute it amongst several Kohanim, what's the minimum you've got to give to each Kohen? You don't want to embarrass the Kohen by giving a little tuft of wool. What is called a gift? There's meant to be a gift, after all. Mishbal chamesh shalom b'Yehuda, shein eses shalom b'Golil, melubon v'loy tzoyi, kedei lasis menu beged cotton. It's the amount of 5 saloim, which we said is something like 3 ounces of wool, which would be the equivalent of 10 saloim in Golil, because they have a slightly different financial system. Bleached, once it's cleaned, but not dirty, because it's got earth and straw caught in there, then obviously it's going to weigh more. Enough to make a small beged. How much is a small beged? It's the avnate worn by the Kohen, the belt worn by the Kohen when he does the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem atitein loy. Because the loshen you shall give to him, you give to the Kohen, means you give as a gift. It's got to be something which is choshuv. And from here we learn, he says, that it's better to give 10 kohanim suitable gifts, then give 20 or 30 kohanim insignificant gifts. And presumably, if we will use that principle more widely, it's better to give 50p to one mishuluch than to give 5p to 10 mishuluchim, and then you'll have 10 people upset with you. Yeah, but it should be... Okay, I'm not sure. I'm extrapolating from here. That's my own words. It may not be correct. Yeah. Tzedakah may be different to giving to the Kohanim where we've got this Loshon Titein Lo, it should be a gift. But I can understand that it's conceptually to give something proper it means better to give something more to fewer. Lo hispik litna lo aichet tzedakah potom. You're supposed to be given from the raw wool. If he didn't give it until it had been dyed, it's too late now. Once the wool has been dyed, it's been transformed into something new. It's like koine b'shinui maisa, it's changed. And therefore, you are now exempt from reishis hageiz. Livno v'lo tzvo chayev. If you only bleached it and not dyed it, the chayev still applies. Halo keach geiz so no shel nochri potom reishis hageiz. If you buy the fleece from a Gentile's sheep, even if you buy it while it's still unshorn and you shear it yourself, then nonetheless you are potter from Reishis HaGez. Reishis HaGez applies to a sheep owned by a Jew, not the fleece is owned by a Jew. If you buy the fleece of another's sheep, so one Jew buys the fleece of a sheep belonging to another Jew, there's definitely a chiyuv, but whose chiyuv is it? Im shear hamoicha chayev. If the seller left something over from the fleece of the flock, he didn't sell it all, then he retains also the chiyuv of Reishis HaGez on all the sheep. Because Chazaka al Odom says Batsun, I think, Chazaka al Odom she'in Odom moichem matnos kuhuna. A person doesn't sell the matnos kuhuna. He's got to give it away anyway, so he wants to have the pleasure and the benefit of that mitzvah of giving it to the Kohen. That is only if it was all the same type of wool, the same type of fleece. But if the seller had 2 kinds, dark wool and white wool, two types of sheep, really, to be sure. And he sold them the dark ones, but not the white ones. The white ones he kept for himself, they're the more expensive ones, the better wool. The male ones, but not the female ones. The female ones are softer, and it's a better, finer wool. Zenus and la'atzmoy, zenus and la'atzmoy. Even though we said that if the seller retained some fleece for himself, he's chayev, not the buyer. But here, since the wool is significantly different, it's considered to be a different min. And although one could separate from one type for the other, unlike for Trumo, where you can't give from one type to another. But here you could separate from white wool, the obligation from white wool for brown wool, etc. But you can't expect, since the seller kept back the more valuable wool, you can't expect him that he should give from his superior wool for the buyer's inferior wool. The buyer has to give from his own inferior wool himself.